The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus said in reply, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. I think it's safe to assume that all of us here this afternoon have heard and answered this call from Jesus. That all of us who are labored and are heavy burdened have come here seeking his rest. The rest of the Heavenly Father, that rest from the Sabbath, from the beginning of creation. The rest of leisure, the rest of God's peace. And we come seeking that rest, that leisure, that peace through the healing power of the sacrament of anointing of the sick. That manifestation of God's grace, his mercy, and his love to his beloved children through the laying on of hands and the anointing with oil. The oil that from time immemorial has been used for healing. That oil that was blessed by our bishop last Chrism Mass. That oil which is a sign of God's love and his mercy and his rest. When Jesus began his public ministry, he started with the words, repent and believe in the gospel. To believe in the gospel, that word which means good news, to believe in the good news. And in Luke's gospel, when he started his ministry, he read from the prophet Isaiah and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to release to the prisoners. This is the mission that Jesus came for. And when he read from the prophet Isaiah, he said, today these scriptures are fulfilled in your hearing. And we can say that today in this church, that those scriptures are fulfilled in our hearing. For those of us with faith, as we come forward and we receive this holy anointing, God's healing hand will be present. Now we know from experience that not everyone will receive a physical healing. But the main effect of this sacrament is that we can unite ourselves to the suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross. And in this season of Lent, what a more beautiful gift that we could ever receive than to be able to unite ourselves with our blessed Savior as he saves us from the cross. Maybe some of us will walk out of here with physical healing. Praise God, it's possible. But each one of us, with a proper disposition and a heart opened in faith, will receive that spiritual healing, that touch of the merciful Father, that touch that was so instrumental in so many of Jesus' healings, where he reached out and touched the lowly, the lame, the leper. This is the same place we've placed ourselves. We see ourselves as the lowly, the lame, and the leper, those in need of God's healing hand. And we've come here seeking his mercy. Let us ask our Lord to give us that grace to be open to his healing touch, that the Holy Spirit will be active in our lives, that we will see our sufferings, whether they be physical, mental, spiritual, as an avenue, as an opportunity to unite ourselves to the cross of Christ, and in turn, unite ourselves with all those suffering throughout the world. And in some way, as St. Paul says, make up for what's lacking in the cross of Christ. We can complete this work of salvation and redemption in the church with an open heart, with a spirit who believes in the healing power. The gospel, Jesus tells us, come to me, all who are labor and heavy burdened. You have come. Now allow the Lord to come to you. Amen.